Amen. Praise the Lord. He sure is good, isn't he? It's been a wonderful blessing to be here these past couple of nights. I didn't get to come Sunday night, and of course I was preaching, worshiping. Amen. Monday night I went and seen a couple of young ladies battling cancer, not doing very well, so you pray for them. But I've been a blessing to be here, and I'm sitting there thinking tonight, what a blessing it is to be able to enjoy. Amen. Just enjoy. I'm here to enjoy. Amen. Worship. This place of worship. And put this together for all of us. We can come together and just worship God. Amen. And that's what I'm here for. But you know, it'd be an awful thing to be here tonight and be miserable. Not be able to enjoy. Because you're not saved. Amen. Boy, I've seen God work wonders this week. Amen. Souls get saved, and boy, just blessing. And the devil would make people think that God's not around no more, that God don't save souls, but He's proved that this week. Amen. Boy, I appreciate Him and I love Him. Really, just a sweet service thus far. And I thought about some other things that I could preach on tonight. But God said this is the message. Amen. So you have your Bibles tonight. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. My tonight didn't work my way to do something for God. I like to be alone. And I like to work alone. Amen. I like to just kind of think. And I thought about this service all day long. I got out in the yard and there's a big old stump about this big and about this big around. It's been there since we bought that place, probably about 13 years. And after a little while, we cut that thing down and I told my wife, she said, why don't you cut that stump off? And I said, I will one of these days. Amen. So I cut that stump today and wrestled with that thing and just worked with that thing today. And boy, I thought about God. And boy, I'm going to tell you right now, church, you know what we ought to do? We ought to give God 100% effort. Amen. I mean, we ought to work until we're exhausted. We play until we're exhausted. Amen. We work on the job until we're exhausted. We ought to worship. Amen. Until we're exhausted. Amen. Boy, I want you to pray for me tonight. I feel good tonight. Amen. I told Brother Darren, he came to the ball field and he said, how you feeling? I said, well, I feel pretty good. You pray for me. Amen. We got to talking. I said, boy, wouldn't it be something if you went out worshiping God? Amen. I've seen people do that. Boy, I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing like that to see somebody go out praising God. Boy, it's a blessing. But the message tonight is for that lost person, amen, that's here tonight. Amen. And maybe one or two, amen. Let me say this tonight. I'd hate to know that my salvation lies on, I think I'm saved. Amen. Or I thought I was saved. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that is the most important thing in your life is to know that you know that you know. Amen. That you're washed in the blood of Jesus and you've been forgiven. Amen. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. I'm going to read about cometh the end. Then, let me say that again. Then cometh the end. Amen. It says, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, the last enemy that shall, or for He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For He hath put all things under His feet. But when He saith, all things are put under Him. Now listen, it is manifested that He is accepted, which do put all things under Him. I'm going to preach on this thought tonight. He will be accepted. Let us pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we find another opportunity tonight. And Lord God, just I thank You for the Scripture. Small portion, Lord, in Your Word, but mighty in power, God, tonight. Father, as I bow here tonight, Lord, I don't take it lightly, Lord. Lord, I realize tonight, God, that I'm nothing without You. Father, I can do nothing, Lord, without You. And I pray, God, that You'd give that anointing power tonight of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that makes preaching easy tonight. And Father, makes obedience easy. And Lord, I pray, God, that it makes worship easy. And give us, Lord, a vision tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that You'd, Lord, take the devil and You'd make him release tonight. God, of that one that's lost tonight. God, that it'd be easy, Lord, to be saved. Lord, I pray, God, that You just move. And Father, You just have Your good will and way upon the service tonight. Lord, just give that anointing tonight. And I thank You. Lord, I praise You for it all. For it's in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Amen. Begin to think about this. Amen. I've witnessed in my lifetime, not bragging tonight, but it is our duty to witness the lost souls. That's what it's all about. It's about people being saved. Amen. That's why we're here. That's why we are born again believers, is to take the gospel and witness the lost souls. But I want to say tonight, I've probably witnessed to more people that have rejected Jesus than has accepted Jesus tonight. Amen. Boy, I've heard every excuse in the world, and I'm sure if you have witnessed and I went out and talked to people and tried to get them to get right with God, I'm sure tonight you've probably heard almost every excuse in the book. Amen. I heard that excuse. I witnessed to a feller and I told him, I said, boy, you better get in. You know, he was one of those that agree with everything you say. Believes God, believes the Bible's real, but he's one of those that wants time. Amen. But listen, he told me, he said, boy, I believe every word you say, but I hope I just got a little bit more time. Amen. And I've talked to those that's just plain up and told me, no, I don't want what you got. Don't bother with me with that mess. Don't bring it to me. I don't want to hear it. And then walk away with their fingers in their ears. I've had people curse me and call me all kinds of names and tell me to get that mess away. And they did not want what Jesus had to give them. Amen. And I'd be safe to say, if you'd be honest, they've been more said no than they have said yes. Amen. And I thought about that. And why is that? Well, it's nothing new. In the Word of God, the Bible said even at the birth of Jesus, He was rejected. Amen. Didn't want Him here. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew that Herod and all Jerusalem, when they heard the news of Jesus, the Bible said they were troubled. Amen. As a matter of fact, to get rid of this king, the Bible says Herod sent out and killed every child 2 years and under. He was troubled. Amen. He was troubled. I thought about this. He escaped. Amen. God sent him, put him in another place. Amen. And the Bible said about the time that Jesus started preaching. Amen.
He went down to synagogues. And the Bible says he went down there and he took up the book and he began to read the prophecy about himself. Amen. And he said, this day, has this been fulfilled? Amen. I mean, he's saying, I'm here. I've arrived. Amen. The one that the Scriptures talked about. I've come and I'm here. I just want you to know I'm here in the house of God to tell you that. Amen. Listen to what he says. The Bible said when they heard these, rose up and thrust him out of the city. Amen. They wanted rid of him. Do you know what I told the preacher today? I said you can't go to every church and worship. Amen. You can go to some. I said, I'm glad, preacher, that I know a few where I can go. Amen. And Jesus is there where I can go. And I know when I get there, there's going to be people like me that's there to see Jesus. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. But he is rejected at his birth. The Bible said when he showed up the house of God, hey man, under God, if we ain't got Jesus, we just well go to hell. So if we don't have Him, we just well shut the books, shut the doors and go to the house. Because we just nothing more than associational meeting. We're nothing more than just a gang of people gathered together. But I want to say tonight, hallelujah, when He shows up, amen, the Bible said He came down to Capernaum and His noise abroad that is in the house, amen. And the Bible said it was filled. Amen, I want you to know in so much that there's no room, amen. How long has it been since it's been like that? Amen. But here he came down to the synagogues. They wanted to get rid of him. Amen. Matter of fact, he come to do some work. Amen. Boy, aren't you glad he showed up and done some work on your house? Boy, I'm glad. Amen. I don't know about you. I've come a long way with Jesus. Amen. I ain't about to quit. I ain't about to give up. So help me, God, because He's the only one to help me. Amen. He's the only one that can show me the way. Amen. He's the only one. See, I believe this. I believe you get saved. Amen. And then after you get saved, I believe you live right. Amen. Hallelujah. The only way you can do that is with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost inside of you. Leading you the way, amen. Well, he came down to do some work. The Bible said on the Sabbath day that he would have healed on the Sabbath day. As a matter of fact, he didn't care what they said or done. He just went ahead, amen, and healed, amen, on the Sabbath day. Listen, I want you to know about what Jesus done on the Sabbath day. Boy, they hated him the more. Amen. Listen, Scripture says, they were filled with madness. Amen. Luke 4:28. They were filled. Listen. Luke 6:11 said they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Amen. It ain't what I'm going to do to Him, but it's what He's done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, I've been able to do anything to make Him any better, to help Him along. But I sure do know tonight, by living for Him, He sure has helped me along. Amen. And I want you to know tonight, bless God, He wants to do that for His people tonight. Hallelujah. But listen to what the Scripture says, the Bible says. And listen here, I want you to know this. The Bible said on the Sabbath day, He tried to do the work. Amen. Boy, they were filled with madness. Amen. Boy, if I was sick and I was hurting, I'd want somebody, amen, to do something for me. I remember a time. Amen, I got down with my back. And I was hurting so bad I couldn't get on my knees, couldn't lay on my back, couldn't stand up, couldn't do anything to get any relief. Amen, I went over to the hospital and I told the doctor, I said, you got to give me some relief. Amen. I said, I'm hurting so bad I can't get no relief. Amen. And they said, well, all we can do is give you some shots. And I said, give them to me. Hey man, I went out there. Hey man, And I had relief. Hey, man. As a matter of fact, I couldn't hardly sit up in the seat, but it didn't feel my back. Hey, man. Boy, I said that to say this tonight. Hey, man, with Him, you'll get some relief. Boy, I'm going to tell you, son, when it's up here, you can't take it no more, and you feel like you're about to take your last breath and go under. Amen. He'll show up. Hallelujah. Amen. And He'll do something for you that nobody else can do for you. Hallelujah. He'll touch you in a way that you'll never forget. Amen. I believe you've ever been touched by Jesus. I believe you'll never forget it. It'll never leave you as long as you live. Amen. You'll say, well, preacher, people backslide, but they won't forget. Amen. They may backslide and get back in the world, but they'll never forget what happened. They'll never forget that time He came by one time because He loved them so much. He just wanted to help them. Amen. And listen, they'll always remember that. I'm overbearing sometimes with my children. And I preach Jesus to them even when I ain't at church. Amen. And I try to counsel them according to what God, amen, and His Word will do. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes, boy, I'm going to tell you something. He's counseled me sometimes, and sometimes I didn't like it, but I had to grin and bear it, amen. But I want you to know, bless God, I have a boy that's 21 year old. I want you to know what he does. He gets out of bed and hits the floor. He prays and talks to Jesus, amen. He gets out and he walks out, and before he opens his door, he falls on his knees and he talks to Jesus, amen. When he comes home in the afternoon, he'll get out of that car, fall down, and he'll talk to Jesus. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're talking. Hallelujah. I had him in church all his life, and I've still got two. Got him in church, amen. God saved him, amen. I'm trying to teach them right from wrong. Listen, I want you to know they watch every step I make. Daddy mess up, they know it. Amen. They look to me. They look at them to me. You know what my youngest son said to me the other day? He said, Daddy, I believe that you're 100% accurate. Boy, kind of makes you want to swell up. Hey, man. When it's throwing balls, he said, Mom, I ain't worried about Daddy. He's 100% accurate. I throwed him a few and he caught a few. And then I said, Hunter, get in there and hit a few. So Hunter got in there, my other son. He acted like he was going to swing it. He didn't swing. John Luke moved his glove. Hit him right there. You'd have thought I took his leg off. But he said, Daddy, I thought you was 100% accurate. Amen. I said that to say this, Jesus is 100% accurate. We shouldn't be anything less. Amen. Hallelujah. And so what'd He do? Amen. They hated Him at His birth. Amen. They wanted to kill Him when He come into the house of God. But you know, it still goes on. They want to kill out the Spirit anymore. Amen. Half of places He never did show up. Amen. They don't kill the Spirit. He didn't show up. Why? Because they got away from 100% accuracy. Hallelujah. But listen, they wanted to kill Him for doing good on the Sabbath day. He stood before Pilate in Luke 23:14. Pilate said, I, having examined Him before you, I have found no fault in this man. Amen. That's what he said. I've looked him up one side, down the other, and I've questioned him. I've talked to him, and listen, I see nothing. Do you know what? If he'd have been honest, he'd have to say, I could see nothing but a good man. 100% accurate. Amen. I find no fault. Amen. That old crowd down there, they got their stirring. Bible said in verse 18, they said, let Him be crucified. Crucify Him. Crucify Him. We don't want Him. Give us a murderer. Give us Barabbas. Amen. Boy, the church is full of Barabbas workers anymore. I mean, I want you to know, when Jesus left, Barabbas showed up. Amen. I want you to know tonight, you ought to be thankful you can come in. And when you get there, you know Jesus is here. You can feel Him. Amen. It moves you to motivate you to do what you do in the church service. Hallelujah. Bless you. You ever wonder why people hate you so much? Boy, it's like you smell. Hey man, you get around somebody and start talking about Jesus, they'll go another way. Sometimes, boy, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to know, I'm just going to be honest. People avoid you just because they know you're a Jesus person. Hallelujah! I'm glad to be saved. Some people see you coming, they'll leave. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you something. You can get around a crowd that's lost, and boy, they'll get uncomfortable. Not easy. Why? Because Jesus is there. Amen. He's there. But listen to what He said, and I'll soon move on. Listen to what the Bible said. The Bible said in Mark, in 13:13, He said this, "Ye shall be hated of all men for My name's sake." Hey, I want you to know, I'm just trying to be honest and upfront with you. Ain't everybody going to be as happy as you are when you start talking about Jesus. Ain't everybody at church going to be excited when you start. Amen. As a matter of fact, some of them may run. Some may walk away. Some of them might even say bad words to you. Hey man, I went to a fellow one time and I said, "Jesus loves you. He wants to save you." I told his wife, I said, "Are you saved?" She said, "No." I said, "Let me tell you about Jesus." And I began to tell her about Jesus. Big old tears began to well up in her eyes. And I said, "He loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to save you from your sins." Boy, she began to weep. Boy, I seen her husband over there. He was a bully. Now, I mean, boy, he was getting madder and madder. And he come over there. And he said, "You old Jehovah's Witness, you get out of here." He said, he began to say some words I will not repeat. Hey, man, I said, "Brother, hold up just a minute." He's called me all kinds of stuff. Never did get it right. Hey man, he never did get it right. But I told him, I said, "Brother, hold on a minute. I want to tell you something." He looked me right in the eyes, and I looked him right in the eyes, and I said, "I want you to know, in the name of Jesus, I love you, and I care about your soul." Buddy, he didn't have nothing else to say, but he had done killed it. His wife said, "You might ought to disbelieve, but you pray for me. And under God, she may be saved today. But you know what I done? I was obedient." Amen. Even though I got persecuted for it. Even though, let me say, you'll get ridiculed. But you know what's the funniest thing about it is? Any little old thing will cause us to quit anymore. But He said, He'd save you, but it wouldn't be easy. But He said, "I'd go with you even to the ends of the world." Amen. Hey, wherever you go, He's going. Amen. Wherever you stop, He's going to stop there. Whoever you're talking to, He's going to be there in on the visit with you. Hallelujah. But they, because they hated Jesus and wanted rid of Him, let me say this tonight. Now, move along. Let me say this. It's not easy, but it's good. Hey man, let me say this. Now you listen to me. You hold your head up high if you're saved tonight. But let me say this tonight. If you're lost, you better get saved, amen. Because boy, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to get real rough after a while. I believe this with all my heart tonight. I believe that we live in the last days of the last days of the church. Hey man, I told Brother Darren, I said, "The Lord's moving. He's working." I told him today, I said, listen, God's doing something. I said, something's fixing to happen, amen. Boy, I want you to know, bless God, tonight, if you ain't in, you might ought to think about tonight getting in. If you ain't sure, you better be sure, amen. Because I believe God's fixing to do something. Amen. Listen, I want to go back to my scripture. Now I'll preach a while. Listen to what the Bible says. He said, then cometh the end. Listen to this. I began to think about that. You know what that means? That means a final point. That means finished. That means it's over. Amen? That means time will last no more. Amen? This life as we know it will cease to exist on this side of heaven. Amen? Listen to what the Word says. Bible says that He will. Now listen, then cometh the end. By the way, I want you to know this, and I'll just throw this in. After all, I'm not ashamed tonight of Jesus. After all, He is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. He's got the last say so. Matter of fact, over in the book of Revelations, He said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Hallelujah. So He's going to have the last say-so, church. I want you to know tonight, the Bible says, hey, now, would you listen to this? It says, and when He has delivered up the kingdom of God. Now listen, I want to take you to Daniel chapter 7, verse 14. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible said there was given Him domination and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. Now listen, should serve Him. His domination is an everlasting domination, which shall not pass away, and His kingdom, which shall not be destroyed. Can I say He's coming? Can I say He's coming back? Listen, I want you to get this tonight. There's people out there that says, I've got a few things I need to do. There's people out there that says, well, I'll get in, but not right now. In a matter of time. In a little while, after a while, people think they're going to live a long, rich, happy, successful life, grow old, then get saved. Amen. And some do, by the mercies of God. But it ain't going to be that way for everybody. It hasn't been that way for everybody. People's been cut off in an instant, even at a young age. People say they're too young to die. God didn't think that. He took them out. Why? Because it appointed every man to die. It was their time. Amen. Good or bad. Bible said, by one man sin cometh, a sin upon all men. It is appointed every man to die. And after that, the judgment. Young and old. Amen. But listen, time's running out. Listen to what the Word of God says. And I thought about this. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment. In a moment. Listen. That means in an instant. That means in just a brief period, just like that. Amen. But listen to what He said. He said, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, amen. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, thought about that. For all these people that want to get saved later, where they think they got time, Bible says, in a moment, in an instant, you blink your eyes. You see how fast that is. That's how fast it's going to be over. Amen. The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the Bible says in Thessalonians, the archangel shall sound the trumpet of the Lord, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are left and remain shall be caught up together in the sky with Him to live forever. And He said, comfort ye one another, these words. Amen. But you know what He said, how fast it's going to happen? He said it's going to happen in a moment. Amen. Just like that. Do you know what? Right now as you sit, where you sit, lost or saved. When He gets ready to come, He's coming in a moment. You still ain't made your mind up. How do you say, man, we'll be caught out of here? Hey, listen, when we leave, He's leaving. Amen. I want you to know tonight, when we go out of here, I bless God, the Spirit of God's going with us. Amen. You know what He said? He said, no man come to me except my Father draw him. Amen. When that drawing's gone, it's gone. You missed out. Lost person tonight, you missed out. Don't matter what you do. Don't matter what you say. Tonight we may have service and tomorrow we be gone and Sunday they'll assemble. They'll come in here. There'll be a gnawing on this altar. There'll be a crying and a pleading. But He'll be gone. Can you imagine sitting in this church all these years? Can you imagine coming here Sunday after Sunday, hearing your preacher preach, amen, and sitting there and deny Jesus and walk off, amen? Maybe one Sunday morning you'd be sitting in your head about that time in a moment. They're all gone. And you're still sitting there. Boy, you ought to be deciding tonight. If you're lost tonight and you ain't sure, I believe I'd get sure tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Devil battled me today. He said, preacher, they don't want to hear that. Hey, listen. He said, preacher, you ought not preach that. You won't do nothing but bother people. And under God, I want you to know. He said, you won't do nothing but scare people. That ain't the way to go about it. If it takes scaring, you need to be scared to be saved. Because when they leave, when the church leaves out, I'll guarantee you, you'll be scared. Listen to what the Bible says. Now I begin to think about this. The Bible says here that all rule and authority and power is going to be pulled down. What does that mean, preacher? That means that every king, every strong nation, every captain, every man in power, every rich man, every man that's got some pull somewhere, the Bible says that's going to be taken away. Amen.
Right.
What's that going to leave? Just a bunch of simple lost people. Amen. I thought about this. And He's coming. The Bible said, and then cometh the end. And listen what happened. I began to think about this. It's a fixed deal. Amen? What's going to take place? Book of Revelations, the prophecies that's given in the four Gospels, it's fixed. Hey, listen. They've tried to alter it, tried to change it, tried to make it sweeter so they can live meaner, amen. But the Bible said it is a fixed deal. There'll be no change in the Word of God, amen. In that moment, you won't talk your way in. You won't buy your way in. Hallelujah. It's a fixed deal. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, He said here in this, in Romans 14:11, for it is written. Listen what the Bible says. In Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. Amen. That means I don't care what they come up with. I don't care what they throw out there. Amen. I don't care what new stuff they bring. Hallelujah. It's a fixed deal. It's been written. It's settled. And let me tell you something. You better live by it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I figured, He said. Thought, well, they'll tamper with it. The devil and that crowd, they'll try to mess with it. So I'm going to fix it. Where it can't be altered. Where it can't be changed. Where it can't be added to. Listen. Where it can't be taken away from. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It's a dangerous thing to think you've got more authority than God. It's a dangerous thing that you think you can overrule Him, overwrite Him. Amen. I want you to know the Bible says, for it is written forever settled in heaven. Oh Lord, thank God it won't be changed. Hallelujah. You know what that means? That means if you're saved, He's going to keep His promise to you. If you're lost, He's going to keep His promise to you. It's the truth. You know why? Guess how long that's going to stand? Let's read on. For it is written, Romans 14:11, as I live. You know how long I'm going to be saved? Do you really know how long I'm going to be saved tonight? The Bible says that I'll be saved and live as long as Christ lives, for it is written. Hallelujah. Blessed is Holy Night. Oh, how precious the Word of God is. Listen, church. I want you to know this. He said, now, here I'm thinking about this tonight. Listen, I want you to know tonight. The Bible says, in the end. Now, you listen to me good. Jeff, you probably witnessed to somebody and they said, no, not today. Bobby, somebody's probably told you no. Not today. Preacher, no. Dad, somebody's probably told you no. Hey man, somebody, Tommy's probably told you no. I could probably go to each and every one of you in this church tonight that has the Spirit of Him living in you to witness to a lost soul. You'd probably say, yes, preacher, I know somebody who has said no, not today. I could go a little bit further. Probably more has said no than has said yes. In other words, they don't accept Him. They don't accept what He represents. They don't accept what He stands for. And listen, I want you to know, the Bible says there is coming a day. Listen to this. And the Bible says, in verse 27, He said, the Bible said, He had put all things under His feet. But when He saith all things are put under Him, it is manifested that He is accepted. Now, I'm going somewhere. You stay with me. Amen. Manifested means exposed. Means you can't help but see it. You can't look around it. You can't get past it. It's exposed. You can't help but get it. I got it, preacher. It is manifested that He is accepted. What does that mean tonight? Well, I just told you, there'll be no power left.
Right.
Devil won't even have no power.
Right.
Hallelujah! He won't be able to deceive no more. But you know what? It'll be too late. You get what I'm saying tonight? His power be took.
Amen.
He won't be able to deceive. He won't be able to keep some of you that's lost tonight in your seat where you're sitting at this very moment. In a moment when Jesus comes to set things right. Amen. Have all power and authority is going to be put down. And that includes the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm liking this. Listen. The Bible says, oh, I bet you somebody said to you just the last few days, but there's so many different ways. They say you can be saved. There's a New Age movement now that says, well, any of them will do. Bible says there's no other name under heaven where men might be saved save Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, He said, I am the way, the truth, in John 14. Listen, I am the light. No man cometh to the Father except by me. So that cuts all of them out. So what are they going to have to do? You listen to me. So what are they going to have to do? I'm going to tell you. Listen. The Bible says in Philippians, let's go back just a little bit farther. Let's go to Revelation 22 and 13. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And listen to what he said here, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess in Psalms 119:89. What does that tell me? They're going to have to give it up. They're going to have to confess. Well, they confess it. Philippians 2:11 says, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What does that tell me? Jehovah's Witness is going to have to say, it ain't by works, but by Jesus. Boy, that'll make somebody mad. But you know what? They're going to have to say that. They're going to have to confess, Lord, I've done all this work and it was nothing. But what I really needed was Jesus Christ. Buddhists, they say it's not Buddha, it's Jesus. Well, I like it, don't you? Praise Islam. Listen, the Islamic, they won't say it's Allah or Muhammad. They'll have to say it's Jesus. Of course, we done throw the New Age movement in. That includes everything else. Hey, man. Well, I'm just trying to be up straight with you and honest with you. Amen. And let me say this tonight. I'll be finished here in a little bit. I've got a little bit more I won't give you tonight. But I want you to think hard on this. Probably not been very popular preaching tonight, but it's the truth. It's just the Word of God. I'm trying to give you the Word of God. But if this revival closed tonight and you don't get anything else and you've sat here, you're lost and undone, you ain't sure, listen, I want you tonight, before you leave this place, to be sure. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you some evidence here in just a few minutes. But listen to this. The final point. The end of life on this side of heaven. Now listen to what the Bible says. It's going to be a dreadful, dreadful day for the lost. You listen to me tonight. Pay attention. Do you know what? I was thinking about this. You can put on the front. You can put on a show and you can convince me you're saved tonight. You can convince everybody sitting around you're saved. But you know what? Jesus and you are the only two that really knows whether you're saved tonight. If you're not saved tonight, I want you to listen to me for the next few minutes and I'll be done. But listen, it's going to be a dreadful day. Listen to what the Bible says. And this is the way He's coming. I thought about this. And I'll read this to you. Do you know what? He left. He was crucified. He died on the cross for you and I. He buried our sins, the Bible says, in His own body. The Bible says also on the third day that He rose. And He lives. The Bible says also when He led out them disciples that He ascended back to heaven. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives today. He lives in each and every one of us, amen. You know what that angel said? Why stand you here gaping yonder? This same Jesus says, you see, go away, we'll come back in like manner in a moment. But listen what the Bible says when He comes. Oh, they spat upon Him. I thought about this. Brother Allen mentioned this last night. The Bible said they smote Him with the palm of their hand. I wonder how many people they beat and bruised on Him to blood and bruises. Listen, we're running out of Him. Listen, they spat upon Him. I begin to think about that. You know what? I don't believe they just let a little spit out, but I believe they cleared their throats because they hated Him so much. And they took turnabout spitting on Him. And so much, when they got done, it was running down and dripping off His beard. Amen. That's how much they hated Him when He went out. But listen to this. And listen to what He says. And I just want to give this to you tonight. And I'll soon be finished. And In Revelations 19:11, and John said this, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. Listen what happened. I want you to listen to this. The Bible said, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And the Bible says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Whoa! Bless God, amen. I want you to know he's not going to go out. Listen, he's coming back, but he ain't coming back like he went out. Hallelujah. At least how they saw him. You get that? But listen what the Bible says, kings. In Revelation 6:5. Now listen what the Bible says. The Bible says, kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, chief captains and mighty men, all these, the Bible said, they try to hide themselves in Revelation 6:15, in dens and in rocks of the mountains. And listen, they said this to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of Him that sat on the throne. Listen, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? If you ain't saved tonight, you're included in that. You really need to think about that. Why were they afraid? Because He's coming back to make war, to conquer, to make judgment. I'm going to read you something, and I'll soon be done. I got a tape, and I want you to listen to it. Here in just a moment, Brother Keith, I want you to play it. But this come off the internet. You'll say, preacher, hey, all kinds of stuff. But I thought this is interesting. I've heard this for many years. The Bible says, the researchers record the screams of the damned. The article was written, now listen, in a well-respected paper called Amnesia. Scientist Dr. Azakoff, now listen, says this as a communist, I don't believe in heaven or the Bible, but as a scientist, I do believe in hell. Nevertheless, to say we were shocked to make such a discovery, but we now know what we saw and what we heard. We're absolutely convinced that we drilled through the gates of hell. You say, preacher, I find that hard to believe. Let me read on. The drill started rotating wildly, indicating that we'd hit a large pocket or a cavern. Temperature sensors, listen, showed a great dramatic change in heat. Now listen, over 2,000 degrees. Can you imagine? I heard a preacher say one time, the Bible says they'll be cast out of darkness. He said there's a heat that's proven that's so hot, it's nothing but black. But it'll burn. 2,000 degrees, this scientist says. He said, I don't believe in the Bible. He said, but I don't believe in heaven. I'm a communist. I don't believe that junk. Do you know there's a lot of people today saying that. I don't believe that junk. I don't believe what that word says. I just don't believe people's going to die and go to hell. I'm just going to have myself a good time and make the best of it. Under God, you'll see one day. Listen, we lowered a mic to detect the sounds of plate movements. But instead, we were shocked to hear a human voice screaming. At first, we thought the sounds was coming from our own equipment. But when we made some adjustments, our worst suspicions were confirmed. The screams were not from a single human, but they were the screams of thousands and millions. Okay, preacher, go on. Now listen, this was taken. Now listen, this was done in Siberia under communist rule. For many years, the communists hid these tapes and sealed the hole. And it goes on, it says, recorded as the deepest hole ever drilled in the earth. And the Bible says, listen, now what it says, And then after the fall of the USSR, tapes were lost, but found their way into the public. Well, who got a hold of them? Well, I happened to get a hold of one of them. Hallelujah. Anything that I can do to make it real to you, to make you realize how lucky you are to be saved, or how needful it is for you to be saved tonight. I want you to listen to this. Brother Keith, you go ahead and play that right quick.
Admit now they cleaned a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Make a disclaimer tonight. I'm not saying that that's the sounds of hell, but that's the sounds they recorded. And I said that to say this tonight. If you ain't saved tonight, do you know what the thing about it is? The first time I listened to that tape, I began to think, you reckon someone's down there right now, Tommy screaming and crying and begging. Somebody that I knew. Somebody that I witnessed to, that I told them, please, give your life to Jesus. And they wouldn't do it. And they went out into eternity under God tonight. I thought about those people. Hey man, that God said you need to talk to. You need to witness to. And I just brushed it off and went on by. If you're not saved tonight, I know that's a whole lot thrown at you tonight. But I want to say this tonight. Regardless whether that tape's real or not, the Bible says that in hell, the rich man lifted his eyes and said, send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. The Bible says in the book of Revelations, all those whose names not written in the Lamb's book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Are you sure tonight? Are you sure? I want to give an invitation tonight. Would someone come play? I want you to think about this tonight. That place called hell is real. Real people go there. People that maybe you know. People that you've witnessed to. People that young people that you've talked to and tried to convince them that the road they're traveling is the wrong road to go. And let me say this. They'll be numbered with that crowd that you just heard. Are you sure tonight? Are you sure that you're saved? Well, let me say this. I'll turn it over to Brother Darren. The church membership is not going to get you saved. Just because you hang out with this crowd, it's not going to save you tonight. Daddy being saved, Mama being saved, Mama being saved, Papa being saved, not going to save you. Just because you know them, it's going to do you no good. But it's a personal relationship that you and I with Jesus need to be sure of. If you're lost tonight, please make a move. please get right with Jesus. I'd hate to know that I'd have to stand one day and confess Him as Lord, King of Kings, knowing that I'd still spend eternity in a devil's hell because I waited too late, because I waited just a moment too long. I didn't get right when I was supposed to. He said, today is accepted day. Today is the day of salvation. This might be your opportunity, your last chance. Lost person, I've done my best to try to convince you, to tell you that Jesus is worth everything. Oh, you've lost it all. If you go out without Jesus tonight, don't you think about this? Wonder how many people we've not witnessed to that's gone now. Wonder how many people we God presented them, put them right in our way, and we let them slip through our fingers and we didn't tell them about Jesus. I urge you, I beg you. I've preached for 11 years trying to convince people to be saved. And if you're here tonight and you're lost, you've got something going for you tonight, it's not too late. It's not too late.
When I heard that for the first time in my life, Brother Phil Kidd used that message. Multitudes were saved. I do believe it to be an accurate recording. I do believe that. When I heard it, I immediately thought about people that I knew that was there. Boy sat right back yonder. His name is Daryl. He sat right back yonder. And if that tape would have been taken today, he'd have been one of them ones screaming. And I'll be honest, Brother Mike, when I heard it again tonight, I've not listened to it in a long time. Cold chills run up my back. It really did. And I was glad when Brother Keith was able to cut it off. I want to say, thank God, I ain't got to listen to that forever. What if that was all you'd ever listened to, those screams? And those screams were not only screams you listened to, but they were your screams because it was your pain, your agony. And there's never any hope for you to be relieved. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I don't think I really understand just what He saved me from. I know it's a real place. But I've certainly not been thankful enough for how He rescued me. Because I deserve to go there. I did. I'm glad I didn't say that night when the preacher preached and the Holy Ghost came. I'm glad I didn't say, give me Barabbas. Give me there. Give me my way. But I said, give me Jesus. Saved me from old devil's hell. I don't know tonight. I want to say this to you. I sat there and said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Is a revival going supposed to go on? God said, I want you to tell them this. If somebody sat in that building tonight and thinks, well, I'll come back tomorrow. Not tonight. Give me one more day to think about it. Give me one more day and I'll decide. God said, this is it tonight. Revival, shut it down. This is it tonight. It's the last time you're going to hear it, for all I know. You ain't going to have tomorrow night. In fact, I read it to them in the prayer room. If you sin, commit blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, He'll shut you down. He'll never forgive you of that. There's another deadline. It's stepping over your day of grace. There's a day, a point, God says, that's the last time I ever deal with you. I don't know if you're here in this building tonight, if you can listen by web tape or internet, but I promise you, it's your night. It's your moment for you to call on Jesus right now. And I'm going to ask you as a congregation to stand to your feet. There's some of you in this building, you know right now, folks that died and went to hell. If that record would have been made yesterday or today, that would have been some of their screams. And that broke your heart. Didn't it burden you too? Some of your families got the hammer down for that. And that's just, honest, I thought, as I sit and listen to it again tonight, as they drilled down all those thousands of feet, and as it began to hit a spot, a pocket of where there might have been, you know, openness, and a drill bit to go round and round and round wildly, and the temperature went up 2,000 degrees, and they put a microphone down in there, I wonder if there's any of them that was trying to look up, still calling on God. Oh God, please, I believe you now. God, I believe you now. They ain't no atheists in hell. They're saying, I believe you now. I believe you now. Let me out. And when they looked up and seen that microphone coming down, they thought, there's hope. Let me get it. But it was just recording their screams. So me and you can hear it and get a bird. And they'll never send me some water. Just some water. Just one drop. They won't get it. Do you realize tonight what He saved us from? And do you realize tonight where our loved ones is on their way to? God help. God help. You may say, well, the books left behind. You give up your left behind books, amen. They're not entirely scriptural. The Bible says that God will send strong delusion that they might believe a lie. A lot of them people left behind is going to be mad that they got left behind. And they're going to look for someone else. And they're going to be glad that that raptured crowd's gone. Thank God for saving me. Every time I ever read in the book of Revelations and see some of these plagues and things going to go on, I'd always close out and say, thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. Hallelujah. I don't have to go through those things. Thank God I'm saved tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know just what He did for me, but I'm telling you what, He made a change. Hallelujah. And I don't have to go to hell. You here tonight? Oh, God dealing with you. Won't you slip down this altar and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ if you're not saved? And if you're here, I don't know how in the world we could not be burdened for our loved ones. I don't even care if it's somebody you don't know. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Not on anybody. We ought to slip down here to this altar and thank God for salvation and say, oh God, I don't necessarily like that hell part. I don't like it, but I believe it. And I want to pray, God, you give me a burden to tell somebody before it's everlasting. You run into somebody today that you can talk to about Jesus, and they kind of frighten you when it was on your heart to speak to them. God wants you to witness to those folks. When you come tonight, we're going to pray. It's our last night. Oh, it's a good time. Won't we be thankful? God's done plenty this week. We may do more tonight before we're done. Are you saved? You hear me? One of these days when you're in hell, this service is going to be recalled back to you. Then it was only about 15 or 20 steps from your pew to step into the aisleway and to come to the altar. You're just about 15 or 20 steps from heaven tonight. That's how close you are. If you'd just call on Him. Oh, Daryl, or Danny, sit right back there. Sit right back there. He's in hell tonight. I told him he's in hell. I don't want you to go, friend. I'm begging you, pleading with you. I don't want your friends to go. God, tonight, Lord, as we bow, Lord, I want to thank you.
You home that you want to go to. I've seen this man of God stand here and preach. Boy, you ought to be happy with him.
Amen.
You ought to be proud of him. You ought to be good to him. You ought to love him.
Yes, sir.
It's like Brother Mike, man alive. I set revival up there with him in Yellow Mountain.
Yeah.
First time I ever got to hear him. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I like what I heard of
him. Amen.
Yes, sir. You know what I came here, that my wife came here. My little girl come down here the other night. Bless goodness, her. So pregnant, she can't hardly walk. But you know what, I thank God, it's like Shane said, that they get to come down. But you know what I've seen? I look out here. Look right here, preacher. Look right here in these front rows.
I know it.
Look what you see.
I know it.
Look at these young people you see.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, thank the world, these churches are trying to say we need to bring all these new things in to get people to come to church.
Amen.
We need to try all this new thing. I call it that 7-Eleven singing. They sing it. I think it's 7 verses and they sing 11 different ways or whatever that is. I don't know what it is. But let me tell you something. You don't need that.
Right, amen.
And I looked. I went to the Ledford boy. I went over there and I told him last night. I didn't get to stay the other night when you called on him to pray, preacher. I didn't get to stay. The young one was feeling bad, so I took her out. But you know what I thought? I told my wife when I got home, she wasn't here. I told her when I got home, I said, boy, that preacher called on that young boy to come up there and give a closing prayer after what we had heard and the message that we had heard. I said, boy, his head ought to be that big. If it had called on me, I felt that big. To be able to close a message out with prayer like that. And I see these young people. And you know what brings them in here? The Word.
Amen.
You don't have to have all that fancy stuff. You just have to have the Word.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says for us to do our part, Brother Mike, and it says he will draw.
Yes.
He'll draw them to you.
Yes.
So we don't have to go to all this newfangled stuff. We just need God. That's all we need, the Word.
Amen.
I tell you what, preacher, in my way of seeing it, just preach the Word.
Amen.
He'll take care of itself.
Yes.
Other thing I've seen here is being so friendly. You know, you can sit back here, people come from over yonder, shake your hand.
Yes.
Huh? Makes you feel good. Makes you feel like you want to come back.
Yes.
You know what it's done for me? People notice what it does for you. My detective told me one day this week, he said, I don't know what's going on with you. He said, you're different. And I've seen you in 2 years. You see what is so different about me? I was happy. I was enthused.
Praise Lord.
I was wanting to go to church. I was wanting to be up here every night for this revival.
Amen.
So I've said thank you, but I want to say something else. I've listened to this message tonight. And Max hit all the way around it. Your pastor's hit all the way around it. But I'm going to say this. I want you to go home if you're lost. And it'd do you good to you Christians to go home and do the same thing. You go home and you read the 9th chapter of the book of Revelation.
Book.
Now you see, Mike said something about scary. Now you take, I sit down this morning, and I read the 9th book of Revelations. I'm going to tell you in a minute why I read it. But I read the 9th book of Revelations, and I'm just going to give you enough to make you want to go read it. I can tell you the whole thing all the way through it. I told some people in town today about it. In fact, the matter is, I told one of you members today about it. He said, well, I better not tell that part. But I'm going to tell you just enough about it. Make you want to go read it. Do you know what a scorpion is?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what a scorpion is?
Yes, sir.
Well, what if you saw a scorpion coming at you that was as big as a horse? And you know what a locust is?
Yep.
And that locust, it says, has a tail. Boy, I better not get too far. I want you to go read that. Because let me tell you what it did for me. It got me to think. What if, and that's been part of the tribulation period, if I understand it.
That's right.
But what if you don't get to go out when the Lord calls, steps out on you? blows the trumpet. What if you don't get to go out? What if you go into the tribulation period? And what if? What if? You come in contact, and you surely will. You come in contact with that locust. With a tail like a scorpion. Now, where did I get that? Why was I with that? There's a fellow here who wrote a book. I don't know who he is, but he wrote a book, and I started reading. And if you ain't got enough in that Bible, you sit down and read that book, you know you read that book. But sometimes we need a little help. And Brother Darren, I understand, did a study on the book of Revelations up here. Jewel got me a copy of that. Well, I began to study that. Now, I'd already went past the book of the ninth chapter. But for some reason this morning, I sat down in my office. The Lord put me back to the ninth chapter.
Yes.
And you know what? If I wasn't saved, then I'd be